First, to say that the report has more red than white. It has more bad than good. The good, let me start with the good part of it, is that they are very good dramatists. They sent me an advance copy of the report, I suspect with a view to give me some form of prophylaxis, some preventive treatment for the shock they realized I would have if I read their report. Because they cannot be saying they are asking the government of Rwanda to amend the sectarian law and the law on genocide ideology, when we have discussed this matter with them before in my office several times, when I have asked them for a contribution, they have submitted to me some contributions, some ideas that they think we could use to develop the law when we eventually amend it. I did ask different stakeholders, including Amnesty International, including Human Rights Watch, to give ideas if they had any. So they know that we have been, when they came on board in this country, I told them that we're in the process of reviewing that law for different reasons in the interest of our own judicial system, because we periodically review the laws we have put in place to see how effective they are, to see how applicable they are. So they cannot be asking the Rwanda government to amend it when they know very well that even when they came to us for the first time, they found us in high gear, seeking views left, right, and center on how we could improve that legislation. So they want to take our initiative and make it theirs, and that is a very dishonest way of doing business. They know we are amending the law, they have given us the ideas, we have responded to them in writing, communicated with them in writing, saying, thank you for this, we think this idea you are proposing is okay, we think we'll bring it on board when we are reviewing the text. So how can they come around and then say they're asking the Rwanda government to amend the laws so that tomorrow it will be said we have amended our laws because they have told us to do that? Or it's their initiative. It's our initiative. So I think I find it very, very disturbing that somebody could say they have asked you to amend the law when they found that you're already amending it when they came to ask you. And there's a cabinet decision in April. So we've asked people, different stakeholders, to provide ideas on how we could improve that legislation. And these ideas have been coming in, and the process is on, and Amnesty International is completely aware of how far we have gone. So how can they say now they're asking us to do something they know we're already doing it? Stealing the show, taking the initiative that is ours and turning it into theirs, I think that's a dishonest way of doing business.
They said that Rwandan lawyers and other international lawyers were unable to define the genocide ideology, while judges had called the law broad and abstract. What do you say to that?
No, Amnesty International has said all those things in writing, and we've told them we shall examine your concern, we shall examine this, as we examine the contributions of other stakeholders. I can give you an example. We have asked Rwandan legal professionals, judges, prosecutors, police, to give us ideas on how to improve that legislation. They have been coming. We have commissioned a university in the U.S. to do some research for us on some issues. We have had some group in Europe to do some research for us. But what Amnesty International has not told the world, which is really very unfortunate, is that I gave them three assignments for them to do for us. One, to check for us how this legislation is written in other European countries where hate legislation is in place. They have not responded to that. I have asked that question to several people. Then I asked them also to do research for us on how our courts have interpreted it. They have not done that. So they just go into the public domain, to the media, on issues that you're already discussing with them at professional level. So the allegations for example, the law is being used to do A, B, C, D, to harass politicians, is all misplaced, because we are re-examining the law, we are looking at its effectiveness, we are looking at its impact, we are looking at its application in the courts of law. So why should Amnesty International go into public media to say they are demanding the government to do A, B, C, D, which they know very well the government is already doing? So the whole thing is dramatic, the whole thing is dishonest in the way it's presented.
One of the things that came out is that they said the law also make Rwandans live in fear of being punished for saying the wrong thing. Especially the law is also used to suppress dissent like the opposition ahead of elections. Do you think that these are being dramatized by Amnesty International?
They are politicizing our legislative process, which is really very, very unfortunate. And I did warn them when they came that when we do legislation here, we should be objective. We should, for example, look, is this because the law is written badly? Is it because it has a weakness here and there? Is it because there is somebody overzealously doing it? What's the problem? Is it because people are failing to interpret this or that? And I told them, please avoid politicizing our legislative process. We are a responsible nation. We are responsible to our people. We need to give them good laws. You are not there to come and give us lectures on how to make our laws, but you can make a contribution. You can make an objective contribution, and we shall give it the respect it deserves. We shall treat it as we treat other contributions. So this is a partnership if you are dealing with people. But if people go behind this, they pretend that you have not discussed anything, they go into public and they start saying, oh, we have asked the Rwanda government to do this, the government should do this, it should do this. Rwanda is not a lecture room. It's not a classroom where every Tom, Dick and Harry comes to give lessons on how the country should do its legislative business. I think that's not correct.